And with us is Peter James. He is the administrator at Great Expectations School. Well, it is, as we speak, raining, which brings up the idea of things growing. So before we go anywhere, let's talk about the greenhouse.
Things are growing. In fact, in each of the classrooms already, we have plant stands set up with trays of plants. I would say seedlings, but they are now transplanted, and we are really underway for what's going to be an exciting greenhouse season for us.
Yeah, walk us through this, because this is an integral part of the classes.
It is. Each year we have sort of a cycle of activity around the planting and the growing and the harvesting. Students get involved in a very hands-on way in the planting of seeds and understanding of the parts of plants and all those kinds of things. So it's part of their science curriculum. It becomes part of their nutrition curriculum at the other end, where you're harvesting and you're serving them as part of the school lunch. So it's a way of integrating the process of the greenhouse sale and the greenhouse activities to the curriculum that makes the learning very relevant and engages kids in a really powerful way.
Well, every time we get together, we talk about at least three things: budget, enrollment, and expansion. So start with budget. You had a board meeting.
We did. Our preliminary look caused us to take that big step back and say, if we add this, can we sustain this over the long run? Are these things that we want to begin now, because we can see them as integral to our program?
Now, when you talk about long run, you're talking longer than the 2012-13 school year.
Sure. We look 3 to 5 years at least, and not that we know, our crystal ball in many areas gets very gray towards the end of that. But if we make some projections about what we think is going to happen, we can see if adding a teacher, adding a part-time teacher, adding a program, increasing our lease costs, things like that would be sustainable. And so we did come up with a few things. The building expansion we talked about, actually putting in a portable building, looking at adding a fifth and sixth grade teacher for a new classroom. And again, for us, our demographics are driving enrollment for the next couple of years. We have very few students at the high end, our seventh and eighth grade, but we are adding kindergartners each year. So over the next couple of years, we see growth in enrollment just based on the demographics.
Now, as you know, ISD 166 is looking to move to what we're calling a modified four-day week. What does that mean to you, and how do you see that affecting Great Expectations?
We have followed for years now the 166 calendar, in part because our families have students enrolled in both systems, and the transportation that they provide syncs up nicely that way. It was great this year at our joint board workshop. The proposed calendar was introduced, so we actually had a chance to talk, our board and the 166 board, about the calendar, pros and cons, before it has moved along. We would likely support that move to that modified calendar, or a hybrid, as some of our folks talked about it, in part because it represents not just savings of money, but more so because it combines a saving of money with new opportunities for teacher development, for us to change programming for 166 too, to take the time with teachers to incorporate the kinds of changes that you want to see going forward. As you're not talking just about cutting, but of redesigning programs, it's an important step.
We've been speaking with Peter James. He's the administrator at Great Expectations School. Thank you, Peter.